Yo, what is happening, guys? Nathan back once again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. A long hiatus away. I think it's been like 3 months since I've made a podcast, April, May, June, July. Closer to like 3.5 months. It's crazy. Time flies. Time absolutely flies. So I wanted to talk about a subject that I think it needs to be talked about. It needs to be addressed. It needs to be out there more often so that it is not happening so much to people. Now, ladies, I'm sorry to say, but this podcast, like a lot of the ones that I do talk about, is about you calling you out on your shit. And at the end of the day, I know it might seem like I do call you out on a bunch of shit, but I only know it from my side, from the guy's side. I don't know it from the opposite side. So I don't know if these kinds of things happen on your side. So I can't talk about both sides because I don't see them. I just see it from the one side. And I know what happens on the one side. But I think it is a topic that definitely needs to be addressed. It definitely needs to be brought forward so that those who know that they do this can be called out and that they can have a self-reflection of maybe not being such a piece of shit. And that's right, ladies. I'm sorry, but it's true. So let's get to it. And I was thinking, like, how do I even start this? How do I even get into this? Because there's so many ways I can come at it. So what I thought was probably the best way is kind of start at a neutral place that we can kind of all agree upon and understand. Is if you talk to a lot of women out there, there's a lot of women who have a lot of the conversation. The conversation is, where are all the good guys at? There's a lot of kind of complaint about men, the gentlemen that are out there, the types of men that, you know, they keep running into. And so there's just a complaint out there of, where are all the good guys at? Why are there no good guys left? What's with all these douchebags? What's with all these, like, garbage piece of human beings out there? And so this is a fact. This is a very well-known, understood thing in the realm of, let's say, dating. And so every woman has a, you know, a horror story of something, and so, which is rightfully so. However, should I even bring that up? maybe I'll tie that into something somewhere else. But the thing is that what we are going to talk about today is that you ladies, and I, like when I say you ladies, I know I'm blanketing over, but I know that there are some good women out there, good, smart women out there. I'm not talking about you, but the ones who I am talking about, you'll know if I'm talking about you or not, and this will be very hard for you to hear, and you will not like that I'm actually exposing this. I will tell you that right now, because you are the kind of person that I am exactly talking about in this podcast. So there's this complaint about, where are all the good guys at? What's with all these men that are out there? And I'm sorry to tell you, ladies, but unfortunately, many of you don't have the right to complain about the men that are out there. And what I mean by that is, you are part of the problem. You have actually created these men that are out there. Maybe not all of them. Maybe some of them are just the way that they are because that's just who they are. But there are a lot of them who are the way that they are, not because they want to be, but because you have treated them in such a way that they have just decided, you know what? Why would I be treating someone with respect? Why would I want to invest my time into someone? Why would I want to make somebody feel special? When in turn, they can simply just turn around and treat you like an absolute piece of garbage or a piece of trash. So let's say there's a nice guy, and I'm not talking like, you know, those types of like bitch boys that are like real Nancy boy type, like not those kind of nice guys, you know, they're just too much, right? Not those guys. Those aren't the guys I'm talking. I'm talking like the, you know, respectful guys. They respect you, you know, they take their time with you, you know, they invest their time, energy into you, and they, you know, develop feelings for you. They like you, right? They genuinely like you. They genuinely like spending time with you. But then all of a sudden, they somehow seem to always draw the short stick. And next thing you know, they are being ignored. They are being ghosted. They're just off and like, whoa, what happened? Like, I thought we were having a good time. And they have no idea. They have no idea as to why or what or anything. They have no explanation. They have nothing. Now, you, as the woman, you make the conscious decision to do this, to take this action. You make the conscious decision of saying, you know what? I'm going to treat this guy like an absolute piece of shit. I'm going to take everything that he's ever done, said, or all those good things that he's ever done or been. I'm just going to throw it in the trash, not even acknowledge it, not even nothing. And you may ignore him. You may just walk away from him, but whatever it is that you do, without any explanation, without any anything. And so there's this guy who genuinely may have, you know, thought about you, may have invested time with you, but then all of a sudden he's treated in such a way. And then you think, well, but then he sees the way that he gets treated even when he does this. What do you think happened from this? Now, it may not happen to all men, but I'd say it probably happens to a lot. You know, when you're out there and you're complaining and you're saying, like, what's with all these guys? And why do guys have to be such a way? Like, well, why would a guy be such a way when he is genuinely curious? He is genuinely interested. He is genuinely developing feelings. And then all of a sudden, he gets the rug pulled out on him and then treated like an absolute piece of trash. Why would he do that? Why would he invest in that? Why would he want to be like that? Why would he go out of his way for all of that when at the end of the day, he could just get treated like an absolute piece of shit? But then he takes a look and he sees all these other guys and says, well, what about those guys? Those guys are like, they're going to treat them like shit. They're going to treat them like dirt. They're going to just like, they're going to rip their heart out. Like, those guys are like, that's what they're going to do. But he knows that he's not going to. And so he looks out and he sees that. And so what do you think he does? He probably may lean towards saying, you know what? Why would I put the time into this? Why would I want to invest the energy into this? Why would I want to even care about how hurt he is? Why would I give two shits? But when at the end of the day, if I were to put all this energy, time, an effort into this, and then all of a sudden I could wake up one day and it is all gone. And I see this all the time. I see it in my job. Guys going through the court cases right now, guys who have already been through it, guys who are paying child support through the freaking wazoo. And it's incredibly sad to see. Like, why? Like, I make a lot of money every year. And the last thing that I would want is to be like one of these guys for some dumb chick to come along. And then all of a sudden, she now owns half my shit just because of whatever, even though she never partook in any of it. But that's just how our system works, unfortunately, is that she can come along. We get married. She decides to go fuck around. She decides to just like whatever. And then all of a sudden, we're done. Guess what? She still gets half. It is absolutely ridiculous. So a lot of these ladies, you know, they're out there and they're thinking like, oh, where are all the good guys at? Why do guys have to be such jerks? And, you know, all this bullshit. It's like, you, and I'm sorry to like blanket all of you ladies, but for those of you ladies who are actually good, you know that I'm not talking about you. But for those of you who are an absolute piece of shit, you're an absolute piece of garbage, and you treat people and you know that you treat people like this, you know for a fact that I'm talking to you. And ladies, for those of you who are good and you know that somebody does this, this is not good to encourage. Because the amount of women that I have heard stories from, who have told me directly, who have shared with me, or maybe I've even experienced it myself, that they know very well that they are hurting someone who doesn't deserve to be hurt, but they continue to do what it is that is hurting them. They continue to do the hurting and they don't care. They don't give two shit. They're just like, whatever, I'm just gonna ignore it. I don't care what that person's thinking. I don't care what that person's feeling. Anything and everything that was ever said or done or felt, it meant nothing, and I'm just gonna throw it away and I'm never gonna look at it again. And this is where the problem lies. Like, if you do this, if you hurt somebody, well, let's say for myself, I will gladly say that I'm an asshole, or that at least I can very well be an asshole. I can fucking destroy someone, you know, and just make them crumble just in the way that I can't be. Not necessarily the way that I am, but the way that I most definitely can be. However, even with that ability about myself, if there's one thing that I do not do, intentionally hurt somebody who does not deserve it. I will fucking hurt somebody to the moon whoever deserves it. If you are somebody who deserves it, trust, you will fucking feel the wrath. But if you do not deserve it, don't think that I will be out there hurting people intentionally. And that's the word, intentionally, who doesn't deserve it. Now, I will tell you for a fact that I have hurt people who didn't deserve it, but I did it unintentionally. And what I mean by that is maybe I just didn't pay enough attention to that. Maybe I just didn't connect with them when they needed to be. Maybe I just didn't hear them when they needed to be heard. Maybe I wasn't listening when I should have been listening. Whatever it was, I didn't intentionally go out of my way and know that and say, the action that I'm taking right now, I know it's hurting them. I know that they are hurting, but I don't care. And I'm going to continue to do this action. If you do that, you are an absolute piece of garbage and an absolute piece of shit of a human being. I want you to know that. And I'm not holding it back at all whatsoever. And the reason for that is because what I want is for somebody, when they're about to do a piece of shit human being move, and they hear this, they hear my voice, they hear my words, and they say, you know what? On second thought, I was going to be an absolute piece of shit of a human being. I was going to, but I know deep down in my heart that I'm not, and that I am actually a good person, and that I do good things, and that I do not hurt people who do not deserve it. And because of that, I'm not going to continue forth with this piece of shit action that I'm going to do. Now, if you're just a piece of shit human being, you will carry on. You just give no fucks. You are just a piece of shit human being. And I bet you try to tell yourself that you are not. And so you lie to yourself, which is probably why you have trouble sleeping at night. And which is why a lot of people have trouble sleeping at night, because they usually are lying to themselves. They're living a lie. For myself, I sleep so good. Like, I actually just went for a drive, just passed right out. Like, I slept so hard. And it's just, I sleep so good because I don't have that. I don't have that lying to myself. I'm not in a job that I hate and I tell myself that I love it. No, if I didn't enjoy what I was doing, I wouldn't do it. And I always tell people that. And so, but if you lie to yourself, that is eating you up inside. And that is why many people have trouble sleeping at night. So for those people who may think about taking that action next time and may think about being a piece of shit human being, for you ladies, I want you to hear these words and then say, you know what? I'm not. I'm a good person. And you will do the right thing. Because if you are a piece of shit human being, you do not get to turn around and complain about the men that are out there. Because a good portion of those men are probably a result of the piece of shit human beings that have treated them such way. Now I know, yes, as a person, they shouldn't have that happen to them. But at the end of the day, why? Why would you follow these rules? Why would you take these actions? Why would you do certain things when in reality, you could just take a shortcut? You could just say, why would I buy the flowers? Why would I invest the time? Why would I open my heart? Why would I do these things when I could just, you know, take the shortcut? Ladies, I'm going to tell you right now, and I have talked about this so many times on my podcast, and trust me, what I have talked about on my podcast is like a minute percentage. I always say that maybe I should like have a side of my podcast that people have to pay to hear the real fucking stories. Not that you're not hearing the real stories. You're just hearing like the G-rated stories, I would say. We're talking about like, I could share some stories with you that would blow your fucking mind. But the thing is that if you're a piece of shit human being and you're out there treating people like such, why would a guy invest into you? Why would he open his heart up? Why would he spend the time, invest the time, invest the energy? Why would he, when he knows for a fact that he could just be treated like a piece of shit the next day? So instead of doing that, what's he gonna do? He's most likely gonna manipulate you. And ladies, I'll tell you this right now, that you are extremely easy to manipulate. Now, like I said, once again, when I say, you might blanket the term, I know that not all of you, okay, so don't, you know, I don't wanna fucking hear that shit, okay? Just, but it is. I literally could go out and, you know, have women eating out of the palm of my hand. But the thing is that I don't. Why? Because I'm not a piece of shit human being. I know piece of shit human beings, okay? I know these people, and they just fucking love it. Have I also done it before as well? Yes, I have done it to a degree. And we're talking about like when I have catfished women just for social experiments. Now, I never went forth with certain things. It was just more so just for a science experiment. And I wanted to prove my point. And so why would somebody invest the time and energy and the emotional energy into something when they could just very well be treated like a piece of shit? So instead of having that, what they're going to do is they're just going to say, well, fuck it. Why would I be like that when I could just, you know, be like this and I'll get what I want, get what I need, and bing, bang, boom, just like that. So they come in, they manipulate the women, okay? They get what they want, they leave. And then all of a sudden, you turn around and you say, you know, why are men the way that they are? Well, I'm sorry to say, but a lot of women are a result of the creation of these men. And so it's like, there was a podcast, I think it was, I can't remember what podcast it is. And the guy said, he brought up a really good question. He asked the ladies, he says, ladies, are you against, are you wanting what did he say? He said, who do you think is in control of sex, men or women? And all of them, hands down, women. Women are in control of sex. We are the ones who say yes. Oh, okay. That's interesting. So if there is some sort of hookup culture that is out there, how do you explain that? How do you explain the so-called hookup culture if women are the ones who are in control of the sex? Anybody? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody? No? Yeah, that's what I fucking thought. Okay? It's this kind of shit that women do not like to hear. Women do not like to hear that they are the reason for such things as hookup culture. They don't like to hear anything else unless it's groveling at their feet, kissing their toes, and telling them that they're a princess. I always tell men, bring the ladies down to your level. They shit, they fart, they burp, they puke. Okay? I'm sorry, ladies, but the secret's out. Okay, the day that men stop putting women up on these pedestals is the day that we take over this world. Women have so much fucking power. It is incredible. Female privilege is 100% real, and it's far more powerful than this so-called male privilege that you talk about. It is just ridiculous what women have the power of. It is just crazy. And so, like, here's a great example. So for men, so ladies like to sit on their thumb and they like to say, oh, why don't guys approach me? Like, if I'm sitting there and this was actually on a podcast just the other day. I can't remember what podcast it was, but 100%. I was talking about, why don't men approach me? And it's just like, why the fuck should men always have to approach you? You know the amount of shit that we have to go through? Like, I'll give you an example for myself, okay? I never approach a woman unless I'm 100% sure that she wants to be approached. Like maybe there's a slight interaction. Maybe we're standing in the grocery store lineup and I'm maybe like trying to make some sort of conversation. I'm trying to get some sort of signals. Like I'm trying to make sure that she would appreciate me approaching her, maybe asking for her number. And the reason I do this, okay, I know not all guys do this. A lot of guys just do this. The reason I do this is because if a woman is friendly and she smiles at you, she says hello to you, guys, you are fucking terrible for this. And ladies, like, I know this is a problem. I know this is the thing. Like, men are always out there saying, like, why are women such fucking bitches? Why are women so fucking stuck up and prudy and such fucking prudes, you know? And, like, the thing is that you're not. I know you're not, ladies. I know you are some of the most sweetest, nicest, caring individuals that are out there. I love women. Like, I absolutely love women. Like, women are just fucking, they're amazing. I don't think men and women are equal. Women are women, men are men, and like, women are just amazing at the things that they can do, and that's just like how they are. And so, but the thing is that when a woman, let's say, smiles at a man, well, guess what? He's asking for her number. What happens in this is then she says, I'm never going to be nice to a guy again. I'm never going to smile to a guy again. I'm never going to look over at a guy again, because every single time I do, he fucking asks for my number. And it gets frustrating, ladies. I know it does. I hear about it. I have friends who, like, I share the from the man's side and they share from the women's side. I know what it's like. I've seen the messages in the dating profiles. Like, I've had friends who have shown me the inboxes of messages that they have. Like, I know the struggle that you have and that you have to go through. I get it. So women will wave to a guy, maybe look over and smile, but then all of a sudden, bam, guess what? He's fucking asking for her number, and you were just being friendly. So what does that do? You then turn around and you say, I'm never going to smile at a guy. I'm never going to look at another guy in his direction again. Never going to do it. Because every time I do, they always turn around and ask for my number. They always do whatever. I knew a girl who worked at this golf club, okay? And we walked up and it was like, why is your name tag say this? And she says, because I'm tired of these guys who come in and they look me up on social media and then they just bombard me with messages. So she just changes her name altogether when she's at work. She got a totally different name tag. So, like, I understand the struggles, the problems, the issues. And so this is why if I see a woman that I'm like, oh my God, like, she is, I will not approach her. I will not take it to that point unless I'm 100% sure that I can. 100%. Now, this isn't all the time. I would say it's about 99% of the time. There's like those like slight moments, but those ones are more like energy. Like, those ones are like connection. And so those are different. That's for another podcast. Those are like the fucking, yeah, that's a totally different realm. But for the most part, like, I've had situations where I've been in a grocery store lineup, forgot my, you know, grocery store card. And then this girl just like in front of me, and she was like, there was just like something. I just liked her energy and just everything. And like, there was just something. And she lets me use hers. So like, here you go. And it was just the whole interaction. But I wasn't 100% sure. Like, yes, she was friendly. Yes, she was nice. And yes, like, whatever. But it wasn't enough for me to feel like I could cross that line with her. Like, do you see where the respect is there, ladies? Because I don't want the ladies to just stop being nice, to just stop being friendly. Because if they're friendly, then that means the guy is going to ask you for their number. They're just like, oh my God, like, ugh. I get it. I understand that. So that's why I do that. How the fuck did we even get onto this topic on the friend? So
we're talking about women being the piece of garbage.
Which a lot of you are. I'm sorry to say, a lot of you are, okay? And why do I say that? Because you knowingly and you willingly and you will hurt somebody who does not deserve to be hurt. And like I said, I personally, I have hurt people unintentionally who didn't deserve it. And I will tell you for a fact, I feel like an absolute piece of shit when I do such a thing. Absolutely. Nothing hurts more than just realizing that you hurt somebody, and maybe they're telling you afterwards and they're saying, I felt like this because you did this and this is how it made me feel or whatever. And I just stop and I think, wow, I didn't, oh my God, fuck, I didn't mean that. And like, you just feel so terrible. You feel like an absolute piece of shit. But ladies, there's a lot of you who know very well that you are hurting somebody who doesn't deserve to be hurt. And you don't give two fucks. You don't care. All you do is you just care about yourself. You don't care about them. You don't care about anything. You don't care about your relationship with them. You don't care about anything. You don't care about that. You just take everything that it was, everything who they were to you, anything and everything about it, and you just throw it in the trash and you just say, fuck it, no, I don't care. You were nothing to me, and you will be nothing to me. And that's literally what you do. And then you turn around and you say, why are guys the way that they are? Well, why wouldn't they be? Why wouldn't they be? Why wouldn't I be? Like, you know, like, why would they not be? It's like, why put in this time, this energy, this, you know, why let a woman in when in turn she could very well, you know, just treat you like a piece of shit? When you could take that same energy, take that same focus, take that same caring and love, and you could put it towards something else. And this is why I say, there's a lot of women out there wondering where all the guys are going, where what's happening in this world. And this is real life. This is real life that men are starting to say, you know what? Like, and I seriously have these conversations at work. We're 12 hours, you know, together talking about this. And it's talking about, why would we invest this time when we could put that time, energy, focus into something else, into our business, into our art, into something that we love, something that if we put that same love, that same energy, that same drive, that same passion, that same focus, we put it in there. If I put all that into my business, do you know what happens to my business? I get a fucking amazing return out of my business. But guess what happens when I don't put in the passion, when I don't put in the drive and the focus and the determination? My business goes down. So why would I want to put all of that into a relationship when it could just turn around and just shit on you? Whereas you can take all of that, you can put it towards something that you love, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, like, you have a thriving business, you have a thriving hobby, you have just, it's just something that you put it in, you get out of return. And there's these men that are going, there's different groups. Now, I don't stand behind them wholeheartedly, but I understand the fundamentals. And the reason I don't stand behind them wholeheartedly is because a lot of times they can be filled with a lot of like beta men, bitch type men who aren't men. And these are the red pill movement and the MGTOW, men go the other way. These are men. If you look into some of these groups, there's a good part of these groups, but then there's like the type of group that you look at these men and you're like, you've never been with a woman in your life. Like, just the way that you are, like, you know, that kind of guy. It's like, you've never been with a woman in your life. You don't know what it's like to be a woman. You don't know what it's like to approach a woman. You don't know what it's like to, like, you've probably just been shit on your whole life by women. And that's why you're all of a sudden in the red pill movement. That's why all of a sudden you're in the MGTOW, because you're with a bunch of your other loser friends who are in the same situation as you, who can't get a woman. And so you all hang out and just shit on women. That's not the guys I'm talking about. That is not the guys whatsoever that I'm talking about. I'm talking the good, hardworking men that are out there who put up, like I said, you know, I work with some of these guys, and like, you know, these guys make like $180,000 a year. They're out there just fucking putting everything for their family. Like, the girlfriend wants, you know, this for her business. He's like, yeah, don't worry, here you go. You can have that for your business. You know, the girlfriend wants this for the house and says, yeah, don't worry, you can have that for the house. But then all of a sudden, guess what? He comes home and guess what's happening? She's in bed with this fucking guy, right? Like, it doesn't matter. And I've said many times, you give women an inch, they want fucking four, okay? You give women fucking, you know, an inch, she wants a mile, right? They're never happy. And so it's just like, you can give them so much of this, and then all of a sudden, like, just one day, they just will shit on you. So if you're a piece of shit human being and you're out there hurting people intentionally, I hope that the worst things happen to you. And I'm sorry to say it, but I hope so. I hope so. I hope that, you know, you get what you deserve, because you should. You absolutely should. But if you are somebody out there, and maybe you're hearing this, and you say, I've done that before, he's 100% right, and I'm 100% of a piece of shit for doing it, and I hate it, and I hate myself right now, how do I make it right? You go and you make it right to the best of your ability, to the best that you can. That's what you can do. Like, you can always make it right. I remember one time I fucked something up, and I felt like a piece of shit afterwards. I unintentionally hurt somebody. So I'm not a piece of shit like you who intentionally hurt somebody. Okay, I'm a piece of shit in a way where I fucking unintentionally hurt people. And I hate it. It's the fucking worst thing ever. Fucking hate it. So anyways, I did it this one time. I remember this one time. It was when I was in Bali. I had this friend. And I, like, they broke their leg on an island, and then they came back to Bali. And I'll tell you one thing, I am not good in, like situations where like somebody's hurting, somebody is in the hospital. Like, I don't know how to act in these situations. I don't know. I'm terrible at it. I know it's not my strong point. I'm really good at like knowing, like, let's say about artificial intelligence technology and being able to utilize it. But you put me in a situation where I am now in a hospital with somebody, a family member, a friend, or like, I just awkward and weird in that situation. I hate it. It's not my forte. Whereas like other people, they're just like so amazing at it. So I was not good in this situation. I literally Googled, should I bring a gift for somebody who's in the hospital? And I remember this blog post saying, do not bring like a houseplant kind of deal, because then it's almost signifies subconsciously that they're going to be there a while. So it's better to like have a bouquet of flowers in a way. I was like, okay, like this is literally like, so anyways, I go there and like, yeah, I visit them. And like, after I left, it was just like, I don't know. I always think way too much in these situations. And then I usually make the wrong fucking decision. It's usually the wrong one. Then I'll hear about it afterwards and I'm like, fuck, I didn't mean to do that. Like, it just sucked. Well, anyways, they had left. That relationship, unfortunately, like, we hadn't really talked since then, or if ever since then, unfortunately. And it was because of this. And I feel like a piece of shit for this. Like, I fucking hate this, like, so much. I never wanted that. And it was all because of, like, where I am not strong in my strong points. And that just, like, kills me. To have lost this friendship because of this situation. So anyways, I went to this island afterwards. This was like months, year later or whatever. I went to this island that they had gone to. And the journey just to get to this island, to and from this island, with both legs perfectly healthy, was a fucking nightmare. And I remember thinking to myself, she did this in pain, on maybe medication, with a broken leg, you know, like all alone, nobody else. Like, she went through this whole fucking ordeal that I just went through perfectly healthy. And if it was like this for me, imagine what it could have been like for her. I remember I sent an email, and this was like, I don't know, like I tried to just like let my heart out and say, I am sorry. You don't have to reply to this email, but I just wanted to let you know that I am sorry. Sorry how I was. I don't want to make any excuses. I know I didn't do what I should have done or any of that, but I just want you to know that I understand. And I understand that I fucked up, and I hate that. I feel like a piece of shit for that. And I hope that you can forgive me. But even if you forgive me, it doesn't mean that we have to be friends again. It doesn't mean that you have to say a word to me. You can forgive me and you can move on and you can know that I am deeply sorry for this. So anyways, I sent this email and I never did get a response. I don't even know if they opened it or they read it or whatever. And I hope that they did. And I hope that they got to see it. And I hope that they could see that I genuinely fucking hated it so much that I had this realization. So the reason that I share this is that if you have been a piece of shit of a human being, and you know that you have, and you say, I've done that, I'm exactly the person who he's talking about, and I feel like a piece of shit because he's talking directly to me, and I know that, you can make amends. Making amends doesn't mean you have to be friends with whoever you treated like a piece of shit. Making amends, it doesn't have to be a big show. It just has to be a way of showing and expressing that you genuinely are sorry. It's not just saying sorry. Well, I'm sorry. Hey, just wanted to say, I'm sorry that sorry for whatever I did. Okay. And hope you can forgive me. It's not that. And you know for a fact that it's not. I know for a fact that it's not. It's deep down, just ripping it out of your heart and putting it on the table and saying, I'm a piece of shit. I'm sorry for being a piece of shit human being. Sorry for treating you so terribly. You didn't deserve it in the slightest bit. And I hate myself for it. You have no idea. I was a weak person. I was a weak individual. And it takes a strong person and a very special kind of person to be able to own up to their shit and to be able to say sorry. And so that's what I'm saying here. So we can't, for example, ladies, I can't complain about the women and saying, why are women such bitches? Why are women so fucking snobby? Why are they fucking so prude? Such a fucking prude. Like, I can't say this stuff when anytime a girl looks in my direction or smiles at me, and then I jump on that and start asking her out, start asking for her number. I can't complain about the women, about how they are, when that's what I do. Do you understand that? So you can't complain about the men and how shitty they are when you turn around and you treat them like fucking pieces of shit when they don't deserve to be. You don't get to eat your cake and have it too. How does that saying go?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get to complain about women, and I don't. Like, I understand why women have that bitchiness about them. I understand that. And that's why I say I will never ask for a woman's number. I will never approach a woman in that way unless I am 100% sure that I can't. And I think a lot of you ladies would probably respect that. Now, mind you, ladies, okay, we're going to go back to, I think I kind of skipped over this, was these women sitting on their thumbs and they're like, oh, why can't men approach me? Why doesn't he come over to me, you know, when I'm just like at the grocery store and like, yeah, blah, 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 like all this bullshit. So like, if you like that fucking guy right there, go approach him. Get off your fat fucking ass, okay? And go show him that you are different than all the other women who are sitting on their thumbs, okay? Get up off your thumb and say, hey, look, not only am I saying that I'm different than all these other women who are sitting on their thumbs right now, I am showing you. I am actually showing you by stepping up and approaching you and saying, I fancy you. I'd like to get to know you. I was actually just telling the guys that I was working with that I had this one time. This girl approached me from afar. Maybe one day I'll tell you this story. It's an amazing story. And there are very few times where women have approached me. Women have gone out of their way to make the connection. But I will tell you one thing. Those connections, they are the fucking bomb. Like, these women, well, I shouldn't say, like, totally, because one of them is actually a piece of shit. But she still did go out of her way. I will give her that. But at the end of the day, like, don't go out of your way, okay, if you're just going to be a piece of shit human being, okay? Like, don't do that. You're a piece of shit. So just go be a piece of shit elsewhere, okay? But in the few instances, like this one time, I was telling these guys, I was like, man, like I was just chilling there, minding my own business, from afar, from a taxi, across the way, she's yelling at me, can I get your number? I'm like, what? I'm looking her out at me like, who the fuck is she talking to? She's talking to me. I'm like, what? I didn't even think it was real. I was like, dude, am I like, did I die right now? Did I die and like go to heaven or something? Or like, what the hell? You know, but she comes up. I said, well, if you want my number, you can come and get it. Boom, comes up, gets it, on her way. I was like, what just happened? Okay. Even still, even when we finally got together, I could have swore I was going to wake up in an ice bath with both my kidneys gone. I was like, there's got to be something. There's got to be something here. You know, like, maybe he's dick. I don't know, right? But that is how freaking rare it is that women just like sit on their thumbs and they do shit. They do jack shit, but they'll complain. They'll complain about it till the fucking cows come home. Oh, why don't these men approach me? Why don't these men daily? You, just like the rest of them, okay, are all doing the same fucking thing. And the best part is that you all say the same thing too. Is you're like, don't compare me to other women. I am different than all the other women. And it's like, no, you're not. You really want to show a man that you are different? Walk up to him. Ask for his number. Blow his fucking, like, socks off. Like, it'll just blow his mind. He won't even know what to do. Like I was saying, he will literally think, I'm going to wake up in a bathtub with both my kidneys missing, and it's going to be amazing. And so if you're a piece of shit human being, don't be a piece of shit human being. Moral of the story, don't be a piece of shit human being. And if you do, and if you feel the need that you have to be a piece of shit human being, and you have to treat people like garbage, you do not get to complain. Then you do not get to complain about, oh, why are these men all like this? Where are all the good guys at? Why do these men gotta? You don't get to do that. You don't get to say that. Just the very same, I don't get to say, why are women such bitches? Why are women such fucking prudes? why the fuck are these women all this way when I jump on every instance that a woman is nice and I start asking her out, asking her for a number and all this stuff. Okay? No, I don't get to do that. You don't get to complain about men when you are out there treating them like a piece of shit. Okay? You have to accept responsibility that you are part of the creation of the men that are out there. Ladies, it is extremely easy to manipulate you. It is extremely easy. And I hate the fact that it is. Okay, I know people, and I've seen it very well done. They just tell you what you want to hear, and I've done it for science only. Okay, I've never actually, like, gone forward with it. I've only done it for science to prove a point that if you give a woman, if you tell a woman everything that she wants to hear, you can have her eating out of the palm of your hand. Ladies, it shouldn't be this easy, okay? And there's men out there, they know this code. They're like, fuck, dude, this is easy. This is an easy-ass shit right here. And that's exactly what they're doing, okay? So, moral of the story, don't be a piece of shit human being. And if you really gotta be a piece of shit human being, you do not get to complain about the men that are out there because you are a part of the reason that they are the way that they are, okay? So, I hope you enjoyed this podcast straight from the heart, fucking kick ass, unplug, create, and this is what we're all about. Let's bring it up. All right, we'll talk to you later.